Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. It's Monday, which means our friend Garrett Vogel from Z100 is joining us.
Oh,
Garrett,
yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I am ready to go. Rob Shooter, you know, it's going to be a busy day for both you and I, more you than I, but I am ready. We got up earlier than we normally do to record this because, you know what, we have so much to do today.
It is a busy day. I'm going to be on Wendy Williams and the Daily Mail, lots and lots of TV today, all for the Royals. I'm going to be on those shows gossiping about Royals and tons of other stuff. But before we get to those shows, this is our priority. This is the show we're going to do first.
Are you being typecasted?
I think it's the accent. Hey, my friend, what time is it?
It's tea time.
Big exclusive at the top of the show. So William and Harry, their relationship has hit an all-time low. Sources are telling me after this final round where they really have stepped away totally from the family, things now are really bad between the brothers. The Queen did put out a statement saying the following, quote, "In stepping away from the work of the royal family, it's not possible to continue with the responsibilities and the duties that come with a life of public service." Now, Harry and Meghan, within minutes, put out their own statement saying, you know what? We believe you can have a life of service regardless of your role. This sounds like a minor detail, Garrett. I know it sounds silly, but this is bigger than that.
Right.
This is not just a family. This is a job. And William doesn't see the distinction. The family's the job. The job's the family. If you insult the job, you insult the family. This is the first time in my memory that anybody has clapped back at the Queen. So it's sort of a big, big deal. What do you think, Garrett?
Many levels, and maybe it's just because I'm naive and American and really don't get the inner workings of this whole thing, but I just don't envision the Queen at her age sitting down, pen to paper, giving her, like, it. I see someone, you know, sitting there going, oh, you should say this, you should say that. Like, I just don't see a grandmother, essentially, just, like, speaking ill will towards her grandchild, you know?
Right.
That's just me looking at a normal family perspective.
I think so, but I do think we need to remember that this job has been her life.
Right,
the sense
of
duty, public responsibility, is something that Queen Elizabeth takes very, very seriously. And William has this too. Harry does not. He doesn't really believe in giving your life over to this overwhelming duty. Now, can you still be of public service? Can you go to hospitals? Can you cut ribbons? Can you do the Invictus Games, his wonderful organisation? Yes, you can, but that's not the same as what she argues, which is she has given her life up. Some people think it was a mistake, but she's given her life over to this incredible responsibility.
Right.
Insiders are saying William's really sad. He's shocked. They haven't spoke since this happened. And now this rift between the brothers that we've been talking about for a while now, it's hit an all-time low, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Will these two ever be friends again? Is it possible when there's so much bad blood, no pun intended, and there's so much water under the bridge? We've all had this in our families. We've all had it. We've all had somebody, maybe not a brother or a sister, but somebody that we've fell out with. Can you ever be friends again? Hey, go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett, what are you working on?
Yes, and by the way, this is why you don't work with your family, because it leads to this, Rob Shooter. All right,
no,
so now let's talk about the royal news that broke over the weekend on Friday. The U.S. royal news, the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian, finally filing for divorce from Kanye West. We've been hearing about this now for a couple of weeks. You know, they've been married 6 years, and I don't know about you, but I look at celebrity weddings and look at my own marriage, and I'm like, yes, like, it sucks that to say, like, I beat them, but I lasted longer than they did. Like,
you
I'm
did.
On year seven. Kim and Kanye have been married now, were married for about 6 years. So here's the thing. So they both agreed to joint custody, which, as we've been seeing a lot during divorces during the pandemic, it's all about the children. You know, it's not, we really haven't seen a nasty divorce, you know, maybe with the exception of, you know, Dr. Dre and his wife, you know, fighting over money. But aside from that, Kim and Kanye are saying, hey, it's about the children. We're not going to, you know, pretty much just go dime for dime. What the $1 billion is still out there, but it's all about the children. And even before the rumors with, you know, Jeffree Star and Kanye, which, by the way, is just ridiculous, they're making it about the kids. Kanye's out in Wyoming. By the way, I knew it was over when Kanye moved to Wyoming because
not a good sign.
Kim Kardashian is not moving to Wyoming to live her life. You know what I mean?
Not a good sign.
As much. So Kanye's probably going to live his life out in Wyoming, travel around. You know, she's been ready for the divorce for a couple months now, but now is the time. She felt everything, all the ducks were in order, and, you know, they tried to save it. Last-ditch efforts, as we've been reading, but it's time, and there's really, I don't see really communication. It's going to be one of those things where the kids get dropped off, not by car, by private jet, probably, going between Wyoming and Los Angeles, so.
Yeah, insiders are saying there's no communications. They're talking through their lawyers and their assistants. Also, too, getting 50-50 custody does not mean the kids are going to spend 50% of their time with their mom and their dad. Already, they spend about 80-90% of their time with Kim in California. Insiders tell me that is going to continue. And this broke my heart, but it does make sense. Insiders are saying that Kim has felt like she's been divorced now for months. They've not spoken in months. They live in different states.
Yeah, ever since he decided to try to run for president in the United States, and those comments kind of, I think, was the straw that broke the camel's back, really, for Kim and the entire Kardashian camp.
Yeah, absolutely. Insiders are saying if that's what he said publicly, and we've seen the tweets, we've seen all the statements, can you imagine what he was saying privately? So at the moment, things are amicable, thank goodness.
I think he talks to Kim via Twitter. I really don't think they really communicated. You know what I mean?
I know. It's just too bad. And they say Kim's really sad about this. We make fun of Kim a lot. I get it. It's easy to take a dig at the Kardashians. Kim loves him, and they said that Kim tried everything she could.
He's the father of her children, of course.
He'll always be the father of those children. You're right, Gareth. So fingers crossed here. Let's hope it remains as amicable as possible.
Let's continue on the royal story of the U.S. Like, we talked to royals, like the highest of the high. Let's keep up with the royals of the U.S.
Of the U.S. You're talking housewives, my friend, aren't you? Let me give you all the dish on the housewives. It's exploding in Jersey. So Teresa, who's been on the show since day one, she went after Jackie on the premiere episode. They really got into it. This is what Teresa did. So Teresa got all the ladies together and said to the ladies, have you heard the rumor about Jackie's husband screwing around with other women at the gym? Uh-oh. Jackie confronted Teresa, and Teresa couldn't tell her where she'd heard the rumor or any details. It all started a little bit suspicious, but Teresa insisted she did not start it. Then Jackie gave an analogy. She compared the situation to her repeating that Gia, that's Teresa's daughter, does coke in the bathrooms at parties. Well, Teresa went nuts. Gia said the following, quote, saying it was an allergy is making it excusable, which it's not. My character is now being questioned. My name was used to make a point. No one should be in that way. I'm suffering the consequences of such an outlandish and untrue statement while her marriage has gone intact. Now, the other housewives are jumping in. Margaret's sort of defending. It's a semi-defense of Jackie, saying it wasn't the best analogy, but she understands she was making a point. Melissa, who's Gia's aunt, said that bringing the kids in is never a good idea. And Dina Manzo, who's not been on the show in years, so she chimed in, saying that we need a public apology. What do you think, Garrett? Do you think Jackie owes Gia or Teresa an apology?
More so Gia than anything else, because with Teresa, you know what you're getting. Like, you're getting the housewives, but once you start bringing family into it, Mama Cub has the right to just, you know, go AWOL on anybody and everyone that comes after your kids. It's true. I would find ways. I would go like crazy, taking Liam Neeson on you. you know what I mean?
But I do think, though, Gia is now 20. So we think of Gia as probably 9 or 10 years old when she started the show. The show's been on over a decade. So she is 20. Let's be honest here. Gia is now too old to be on MTV's Teen Mom. Like, she's 20.
Of course.
Gia has had a music video out. She wants to step into the spotlight. She had nothing to do with this. But some people are saying for Teresa to go after Jackie's marriage, That is as bad as going after children. Like, should be marriages be off the table too? I would never go after your marriage, your children. Right. But these housewives do get rewarded for bad behavior. So
that's on the resume. That's like on the job resume. Like when you apply for the housewife's job, it's almost like The Sopranos in the sense where everything's on the table with the exception of your children. You know what I mean? Like,
what's your cutoff age for children? Is 20 still a child?
I understand that 20 probably not, but the accusation of drug use, that's a different story because she's 20 years old, and given she might not have a normal 9-to-5 job or working at, you know, Baskin Robbins or whatever, but that's still that one Google is going to, you know, be with her for her entire life.
You make a point. Although myself personally, I would rather you claim I was doing drugs in the bathroom that said Bruce was cheating. Like, that would be more hurtful to me.
But we're older.
If somebody said Bruce was cheating, I'd be like, I don't like this.
Imagine Gia decides to go to college. I don't know if she is or isn't right now, but imagine she goes to college and she's doing her interview and sitting down with the school, the dean or whatever, and the dean goes, can I ask you about this drug use allegation that's out there? And given she might have never done drugs before in her life, that is stuck with her no matter what. It's almost as bad as having a sex tape stigma with you where you cannot shake it because someone else had to open their mouth and say it. So
you make a good point. Gia's got a tough future too because both her parents went to jail.
Right, I mean, exactly.
It's, you know, her whole life has been on that show, which is not exactly PBS. I mean, it's quite a show.
Close. So, I did get a free tote bag once from Andy Cohen. It was great.
Maybe. Poor Gia. This is a mess. Also, too, The Real Housewives of Miami is coming back. This is interesting, though. It's not coming back on Bravo. It's going to be on Peacock, which is NBC Universal's streaming service. Do you pay for this, Garrett? Is this a paid service?
Yeah, it's a paid service. You know, they lure you, speaking of drugs, they lure you in with like a free trial period, and then they go, oh, no more. You now have to pay.
Do they have any big shows on it, like that Britney Spears documentary that lured me into Hulu?
That was in Hulu, yeah. So there's more like the Saved by the Bell reunions on there. So The Office, which was huge on Netflix, moved over to Peacock. And what they did with The Office was they gave, you know, the episode was only 30 minutes, but they shot, you know, maybe 40 to 50 minutes. They put bonus scenes for each episode into the show. So you get a little bit more.
Very, very clever. Hey, what's going on with the Bachelorettes, Claire and Dale?
Well, guess what? They are now becoming those friends from high school that we all know and love that, you know, were together, then split up because someone sneezed and then got back together, then broke up again. So Us Weekly reporting that Claire and Dale, by the way, the name already just reeks of reality show together. You know what I mean? Like, you hear it and you're like, why don't they have a reality show together? They are back together after splitting no more than like 4 minutes ago. So he's been pretty secretive, and he's been back with Claire, but you know, it's weird because of, you know, are they trying to just do it to get back onto the show? Or are they trying to get back into the spotlight once seeing that, you know, once they split up, are, you know, do people care about them anymore? So it's like, I don't know. To me, it feels so fabricated. It doesn't feel as natural as we would like to think that they're in love. And, you know, she, by the way, Claire eventually caved after Dale asked to take him back. So he came back to her, which, you know, normally you hear it's the other way around, right? Like, this is me coming back to you, Rob Shooter, saying, please take me back to the podcast. So I don't know. I'm not a fan of Dale like Claire, but to me, again, give it 10 minutes. By the time we post this podcast, they'll probably be broken up already again.
Yeah, it all feels so thirsty, doesn't it? I like Claire a lot. And we broke first on this show a couple of days ago that he was begging to come back. It's him that made this happen. I think it's his eyes.
Like, he has good eyes.
He's a very good looking guy. I met him in person. He's really, really good looking. I totally get it. But I get very, very suspicious about this one. And I hope it's not just for publicity and attention. He loves the cameras. When they split up, he found a camera in seconds, so this makes me nervous. Claire, yes. Be careful. And then quickly before we go to break, the LA Sheriff Department has opened up an investigation into Marilyn Manson. Uh-oh. So over the weekend, the LA Sheriff Department opened an investigation into allegations of domestic violence brought against Mr. Brian Warner. Brian Warner is also known as Marilyn Manson. So these alleged incidents, they took place between 2019 and 11 when he lived in West Hollywood. That's why they're investigating them. At least four women have come forward to tell their stories after Evan Rachel Wood spoke out. Lots of awful details, sexual assault, psychological abuse, violence, intimidation. Evan Rachel Wood was the first, and remember, she was only 18 when she dated him. He was 36. She has for years talked about domestic violence, being cut off from her friends, broken down through starvation, and even physically beaten. But only recently she named the person, and she said it was Marilyn Manson. He's been locked up in his home. The police were called to do a welfare check. He wouldn't let them in. Finally, a rep for Marilyn contacted the authorities and said he is going to be fine, but he doesn't want to come out of the house. He has spoken out saying none of this is true, but he's already lost his label, his manager, and the TV show he was on. This is a wild story, isn't it? This is going to keep going on. We'll let you know what happens there. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Naughty Benign Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Last show, we talked about Prince William not getting an advanced copy of Harry and Meghan's tell-all with Oprah, which I think they recorded this weekend. Oprah was seen leaving LA on a private jet. I think she was there to do the interview. Should they get an advanced copy? Should they see it before it airs? Yes or no? Wow, 55% of you said no, they shouldn't see it. What do you think, Garrett? If somebody was going to sit down and do a tell-all about you, would you want to see it with the rest of the world? Or in
Rob Shooter, once you sit down with E from my True Hollywood Story, I would hope that you would at least send me, you know, some cliff notes of, hey, just giving you a heads up.
Heads
you know,
up. Give me a heads
but,
up.
But you know, if you and I just were in the same as William and Harry and was kind of like cold, I would get it. I would understand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like this is my jab back at you. But nah, I would hope better that you would tell me what was going on.
55% of you said no on this. A surprise. I thought it might be the other way. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Here we go. All right. So Nick Jonas is going to be the next host on SNL this coming Saturday. Now, here's the interesting thing. He is going to be the host and musical guest serving double duty. Wow. I believe it's probably a new song or a movie because all I've really seen is a picture, but it's called Spaceman. So it's going to be a new solo project, which is very interesting because the Jonas Brothers were pretty much coming back from their comeback tour, and they were at their height. They were supposed to be on tour last year, and I guess quarantine has made a lot of people start doing their own solo projects, like Nick Jonas. Mm. So he will be the host. Did you see what his wife Priyanka did? Sent a whole big balloon sculpture to his apartment because, you know, she's, I believe, in the UK. He's in New York City, and saying congratulations, Saturday Night Live balloon. So, you know, it's fun. The guys, the Jonas Brothers, they were on the show back in 2009. They were musical guests, I believe, last year during their comeback, or almost 2 years ago during their comeback. Nick also performed as a solo act as a musical guest back in 2016. So this is his first time being a solo artist and musical guest, which is a lot of work for a lot of people. They might not realize on SNL where if you're the host and musical guest, everything's on you. All the weight is on your shoulders. So it'll be interesting to see this coming Saturday what happens with Nick Jonas. And does his brother show up? Do Kevin and Joe? Does
Priyanka in London, forget the balloons, get to New York, Priyanka? You're out.
She has to. She will.
Day. She has to. Now, our naughty is the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Anne Hathaway is saying she was the 9th choice to star in The Devil Wears Prada. Come on, you guys. She's so perfect for it. So she said on RuPaul's Drag Race that she auditioned and she told she was 9th, but she just hung in there. Never give up. Rachel McAdams was the first choice, but she turned it down. Juliette Lewis turned it down. Claire Danes auditioned. And then finally, Anne said that she wrote the words, "Hire me," in sand in a Zen garden plant after she met with the executive to get his attention. So she left the office. She did the meeting. She put a little note in. I did that when I met with VH1. So when we got our morning show on VH1, I met with the boss of VH1. I was in his office. And then when I left, I wrote on a little sticky note, a little post-it, "Rob Shooter should host this show. He's the best." And I stuck it to his computer screen. I was that ballsy.
I did that to you. I actually snuck into your apartment while you and Bruce were sleeping and put a little sticky note on your forehead.
You're the best, the best, the best. Okay, let's have a quick moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob,
yes,
you get a Rob.
Everybody.
The only one with the power to change your life or continue with the status quo is you. Behavior, good or bad, begins with a choice that you make every day. You're in charge, Garrett.
Yes, you are the boss.
Your choice. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with